Thank you, Chair. My name is Tazeen Hassan, and I'm honored to speak before you as a representative of Justice for All Canada, an organization dedicated to advancing the rights of minorities. Today, during the 16th session of the UN Minority Forum, I would like to address a pressing barrier that continues to impede progress toward the socioeconomic empowerment of minorities, that is majoritarianism. Let me remind this forum that in the largest democracy of the world, there lies the largest minority of the world, and that is India's 220 million Muslims who are completely disenfranchised politically and economically. According to the Sacher Committee commissioned by the Indian government itself, Muslims constitute 14% of the Indian population. However, they only comprise 2.5% of the Indian bureaucracy, and the conditions facing Indian Muslims are below that of scheduled castes. The largest minority in the world has literally no political representation in the Indian democracy. Majoritarianism poses a formidable challenge to the socioeconomic empowerment of minorities, manifesting itself through various insidious avenues. For instance, it involves state-sanctioned weaponization of hate speech fueled by fake news on social media, revisionism of history, and the enactment of legislations against minorities. One alarming trend is the enactment of legislation designed to exclude Muslims from citizenship rights, that is the Citizenship Amendment Act. Such measures not only deny socioeconomic empowerment, but also create a breeding ground for discrimination and intolerance that leads to genocide. The consequences of weaponizing hate stemming from majoritarianism are dire. History has shown that it can lead to nothing but genocide. We must be vigilant in recognizing the signs and addressing these issues before